USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As far as the planned summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un goes, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says,
"We're still working towards June 12th.
But with the President of South Korea sitting beside him at the White House, President Trump suggested yesterday that summit may not happen or may have to be postponed.
If it doesn't happen, maybe it'll happen later. Maybe it'll happen at a different time."
After first proposing the summit, North Korean officials started threatening to pull out of it last week, upset about joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea, and unhappy about President Trump's insistence on denuclearization. A candidate for the governor's office in Georgia could become the nation's first black female governor, Stacey Abrams, easily winning the Democratic nomination yesterday. She's the former minority leader in the Georgia State House. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A group of House Republicans wants to appoint a special counsel to investigate the FBI and the Justice Department. At a Capitol briefing yesterday, New York Congressman Lee Zeldin claimed the FBI did, as the president says, plant a political spy in the Trump presidential campaign. A top NATO general in charge of training for Operation Inherent Resolve expressing confidence on the progress of the training of Iraqi troops. Here's John Clemens.
That update came from Brigadier General Roberto Vannucci of the Italian Army during a briefing at the Pentagon via satellite.
We are growing up a professional, self-contained, and self-sustainable force.
With the recent change in the government in Baghdad, he was also questioned about how long the Operation Inherent Resolve's joint forces will stay in Iraq.
The coalition will continue to support them as long as they need, and as long as we are requested to do so.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. House of Representatives advances a prison reform bill, though its future is not so clear in the U.S. Senate. The First Step Act, easily passing the House with bipartisan support. It provides millions of dollars in funding for rehabilitation and educational programs in prisons. Prisoners would be given credit for completing those programs. The White House supports the bill, but some in the Senate believe the measure does not go far enough. Mark Zuckerberg's offering an apology to European leaders for Facebook's data-sharing scandal, appearing before EU lawmakers in Brussels. The Facebook CEO called the improper sharing of user data, and handling of fake news, quote, a big mistake, and he says he's sorry for it. Zuckerberg also repeated assurances of Facebook's plans to improve policies that he outlined in hearings before Congress last month. One analyst telling CNBC Zuckerberg appeared to answer many of the EU lawmakers' questions with rehearsed talking points during an hour-long Q&A session. An American Western star, Clint Walker, has died at 90. Walker passed away in California from congestive heart failure. His first major role was in the film The Ten Commandments, but then landed the starring role in the show Cheyenne, about a cowboy who fights bad guys in the Old West. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.